We have not yet seen tomorrow. We have not yet dared go there. There was once a thriving city on the island of tomorrow. The flags of the Wilder West flew bravely from the towers of its 100 splendid castles. It was a city built on the enslavement of men and of dragons, but, like many a city before and after it, it was a handsome and glorious city nonetheless. But a century ago, Grimbeard the Ghastly, the last king of the Wilder West, did a truly dreadful thing. Grimbeard's son, Hiccup Horrendous Haddock II, with his dragon, the Dragon Furious, was leading a peaceful dragon petition to plead with his father to end the misery of slavery. Grimbeard mistook the petition for rebellion. He killed his very own son by his very own sword, the Stormblade, and the blood of his son was spilt on the seat of his very own throne. That was the beginning of the curse upon the throne and the island of tomorrow. The city was destroyed by the dragon forces that had come at first in peaceful protest. The 100 splendid castles were burnt to the ground, and the Dragon Furious was captured and bound in inescapable chains in the depths of a forest prison. Grimbeard the Ghastly repented of his terrible crime. He swore that there would never be a king of the Wilder West again, unless that king could be a better man than he was. So Grimbeard created an impossible task. He scattered 10 of the king's things to all the 4 corners of the distant earth. Those things would be guarded by monsters and dragons most terrible. Only a true hero could gather the things together and lift the curse and become the next king of the Wilder West. In the unlikely event that there would ever be a hero great enough to gather together those 10 lost things, the hero could then be crowned, but only on the 12th day of Doomsday, known as the Doomsday of Yule, which comes but once a year, and only on the island of tomorrow, on the stumps of the throne where Grimbeard's son had died. In the meantime, Grimbeard appointed human and dragon warriors to be guardians on the ruined island fortress of tomorrow, so fearsome and so terrible that they can barely be imagined. All will kill on sight anyone illegally entering their territory. Now the archipelago needs a king more than ever before. For the Dragon Furious has escaped from that forest prison where Grimbeard the Ghastly once enslaved him, and the dragon is carrying out his own curse on the humans that he now hates. His intention is to extinguish the entire human race. And the Dragon Furious is winning. He has torched the whole north of the archipelago. The humans have been forced to live in hiding places underground for fear of the dragon. Nothing can stop the Dragon Furious now. Nothing except for a new king. For a new king will be told the secret of the 10th lost thing, the Dragon Jewel. A jewel that has the power to destroy dragons forever. There is only one time in the year that a possible king is allowed to enter the territory of tomorrow. It is on one of the 12 mornings of the 12 days of Doomsday. Today, it is midwinter, and the morning of the 9th day of Doomsday. Here he is now, the extraordinarily tall figure of a lone ferryman rowing across from the dreadful island of tomorrow, across the little causeway of Hero's Gap, to the mainland of the murderous mountains. The ferryman is the druid guardian of the island of tomorrow. He is blindfolded and cannot take off this blindfold until a new king of the Wilder West is crowned. The blindfold signifies his role as an impartial and implacable judge and his absolute commitment to his role as a druid guardian. But by some supernatural agency, he seems able to sense that there is a figure with a little band of followers waiting for him on the beach. The figure is Ugg the Ugly Thug. His hope rises. At last, in the nick of time, a hero come to claim the kingdom. For the druid guardian fears that the Dragon Furious is very close to extinguishing the human race. The druid guardian brings the boat to a sludgy halt on the singing sands of the beach of the ferryman's gift, and spreads wide his arms, and makes the declaration, as his father, and his father's father, and his father's father's father have done every year before him.
He or she who would be king, approach tomorrow if you dare. Only the one with the king's lost things can be crowned the king and live.
And then he turns to Ugg the